Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Hum Finance. Now, a lot of you will have heard of Hum Finance. If you're in a lot of our bigger stores, you will see that Hum Finance is available in places like DID Electrical, DFS, Harvey Norman, B&Q, Easy Living Interiors, and so on. And what Hum Finance does is it helps you spread the cost of big ticket items, big purchases, up to about 30 grand when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. So say, for example, you want an iPad and you just don't have enough money for the iPad today. With Hum Finance, through somewhere like Harvey Norman or DID, you can buy that iPad and spread the payments over a period of months. It makes it much more affordable. And they've partners in a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and much more besides. So if it's something that would help you, well, then do avail of Hum Finance. You are applying for credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed, but you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulator, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. And we'd like to sincerely thank Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Extra child benefit payments for lower income families are being discussed ahead of the budget in October. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin announced that nothing was off the table. And his comments come as research from the Economic and Social Research Institute has found that the number of children who are materially deprived rose in 2023, with almost one in five children now being economically deprived. And a separate report from the Children's Rights Alliance last year showed that the number of children in consistent poverty is over 100,000 children in this state. So the government are considering basically increasing children's allowance on a means-tested basis for people who just haven't got a, excuse the expression, a pot to piss in, and they need support. So the 140 a month child benefit would be increased for some people who are living in poverty. So, Jeremy?
Yeah, you know I've been waiting for this one, don't you?
Yeah, yes, go on, try me.
I know it's going to annoy all of you, and it'll probably annoy left Adrian as well. But I'm not a socialist. For those of you who've been listening to me for years, you'll know my take on things, so you won't be surprised by this. I'm not a socialist. I don't believe in socialism. I don't believe in me having to work harder so that somebody else has a better life. I think we should all work hard and all have a good life. And by virtue of the fact, and I'm not going to talk about how much I earn or my wage, my salary, I'm doing okay. But I'm doing okay because of hard work. I've never taken anything off the government. I've never taken dole or anything like that. Anything I've earned, I've earned.
A medal?
No, no. Anything I've earned myself. And by virtue of the fact that I earn more money, I pay more taxes. So no, do I think that my children deserve less money? And you're going to know what you're going to ask before you even come into this. Do you wait for the children's allowance? No, we don't touch the children's allowance. That would be
so. I'm going to stop you right there, okay? And by your own admission, you're doing okay, and that's great. And on a previous podcast, you said you stashed the kids' children's allowance away because you don't even need it, and it'll be there for college or whatever.
No, that's
for the
wrong.
Kids.
I never said I don't need it. You always need money. Doesn't need money. No, we have spent some of it. We would when it comes around uniform times and stuff like that. But do we wait for it to come into our bank account every month and pray that
bully
it comes
for you.
In.
No. Brilliant. Happy days.
That's
right.
Just the way it is. Thanks.
There are 100,000 children in this country living in poverty. 100,000. And you're basically saying, piss off, they don't deserve any extra money. They don't deserve any extra help.
No.
That's what you're saying?
No, I'm not.
That is what you're saying?
I said they do deserve extra money, but make everybody have
No, but you don't
money.
Need it. Why in God's name would they give you extra money when you don't need it? 55,000 kids will be lifted out of poverty if they got extra children's allowance, which the government is talking about.
No child should be living in poverty in a country that's as rich
right.
as
and,
we
and
are.
And the government are suggesting that we will increase the children's allowance for people who are economically disadvantaged, who are poor, who don't have enough money. We're going to give them extra children's allowance. But Jeremy Dixon, you don't deserve any because you don't need it.
I don't think
you
that's
don't
fair because it. That again is rewarding people who aren't
poor.
No, but you're... The reason
just because you're poor doesn't mean you don't get up off your arse every day. There's this automatic assumption that people who are poor don't bother working. Some of them are working in very low-income jobs and really struggle. I don't know which part of this you're not getting, but forget about the parents. This is about children. Children living in poverty. And as you said, there should be living in poverty in 2025
it's
Ireland.
Disgusting.
But there are. And this proposal from the government is to help them, give them extra children's allowance to help lift them out of poverty. And you're saying, no, that's not fair.
No, that's not
exactly what you said.
No, I'm saying they
should. You said that's not fair.
Yeah, they should be given the money, but every child should be given the money.
No, but you don't need it.
By virtue of the fact that the higher earning, and I'm not in the high, by the way, the high earning tax band by any stretch of the imagination. I lead a very...
But you're not sitting there waiting for the children's allowance. You've already admitted on this podcast you just leave it there.
I just admitted a second ago. We don't wait for the children's allowance.
So why would you possibly be given any more money?
But as well, there's a lot of people who wait for the children's allowance and are waiting for the minute it comes in, who spend money on other things. Like, let's put it this way, lads. I haven't been out drinking in a pub in months. There's people I know who earn a lot less than me and have a lot better social life. So there's a lot of people...
So you're begrudging them that?
No. What I'm saying is there's a lot of people who miss it.
Okay,
listen to me for a second.
In one sentence, I want you to tell me why the 100,000 children in this state that are living in poverty shouldn't get extra money. Tell me why.
I'm not telling you that because I didn't say that. What I said is they do deserve it, but so does...
So do you.
Time. Yeah.
No, that's absolute bollocks.
No, it's not.
You don't deserve any more money because you don't need it. You've just said you don't need it. Why would they give you money to go for a pint? I have to say, I find your attitude disgusting, to be quite honest, because we're talking about 100,000 kids living in poverty, and you're saying, well, if they get it, I want it as well.
No,
that's literally what you said.
Well, I'm not saying it like that.
You are saying,
I'm not saying it like that.
Well, I'm taking it like that.
What I'm saying is that anything that rewards, a welfare state, is not a good thing. People need to realise that you have to work to get things, okay?
And you're assuming that the kids that are living in poverty are living with parents who don't get up off their arse every day. A lot of them do. They're just in poorly paid jobs.
Well, get a better paid job then.
Right, okay. To hell with the kids that are in poverty.
By the way, I deserve the money as well. Don't believe the stories that Adrian is spouting here that he's making out that he's a socialist. Adrian is a champagne socialist.
Jeremy,
he wants to be a man of the people. You go on six holidays a year. So I'm not saying
that those 100,000 children don't deserve extra help. I want it as well.
Who has a newer car, me or you?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. Because my kids are grown up. I don't have three kids hanging out of me.
Don't dare bullshit the audience and the listeners you're going on like your Paul Murphy.
No. I'm not. I'm merely pulling you asunder for saying that you deserve the money as much as kids that are living in poverty. 100,000 children.
Well, I'm a big believer in cutting your cloth to meet your measure, and that some people are not good with money and maybe they should be better with money. That's all I'm saying.
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, this is Trevor.
Sty boys, here we go again. The fucking scroungers, lazy bastards of this society get to sit on their asses even more now and get extra money. And the little single mothers out there, like Jacinta and Marion, can pop out six or seven more kids and live the life of royalty, huh? Oh, I don't know. Fuck's sake. It's mad. I have to work to pay for my holidays. They have to sit there and have kids for their holidays. Isn't it just great to be a sponger?
Sue, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sue?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sue. Do you think it is reasonable that people on low incomes and kids that are living in poverty should get extra children's allowance? That we basically create a two-tier children's allowance system?
I think it's a really complicated one because I have been a single mother myself, and people love to blame the single mothers for everything and getting everything for free and children and that. And to be honest, when I was a single mother, I was working for 16,000 a year, and then I had my loan parents as well. The father contributed nothing towards his child, and the court system to this day is still the same. 50 quid doesn't go far a week when you have a child. And, you know, so they're not contributing half. So you, as a single mother, you're providing for your children alone, and the court system is allowing that to happen. The father isn't responsible for 50% of childcare, for example. And just to say to people, childminders are the ones that are available. Creche spaces, you can't get them to get the National Childcare Scheme. And childminders, where I am in Cork, they're looking for between 400 to 600 euro a week just to put your child in. So you can't work.
Jeremy's reaction to that a moment ago was, well, get up off your arse and go and get another job or work harder or whatever.
I didn't actually use
that.
Well,
you did. That's exactly what you said.
I didn't stick it up off your arse.
Go and get another job. That's what you said. So what do you say to that attitude? Because the voice note that I played a minute ago, Sue, was from a guy saying, oh, here, another opportunity for spongers to make money. You're highlighting the fact that it is extremely difficult in the situation that you were in.
Yeah, and the only respite I got from the cost of living was the fact that I could live at home with my parents. I'm extremely, extremely lucky that I could do that. But then what the government did with me living at home, and fair enough, you know, I have somewhere to live. I'm not the worst off in the system. But then they were telling me when I did eventually find a job and was living at home with my parents that I was housed. And so then I was in a position of earning 16,000 a year. I wasn't well off, but they now said to me I needed to put money together to then save for a mortgage. And then because I was a single parent, I could only have 20 grand in savings before they means tested my payment against any savings I had. Sorry, my baby's crying. So I could have 20 grand. And I don't see any banks offering someone who's by themselves earning 16,000 a year to have housing be an option for them. So it was incredibly hard for the situation I was in.
I've already highlighted a minute ago that 100,000 children in this state are living in consistent poverty. And one of the suggestions from government is that families who are living in poverty like this, and children in particular, should be given extra children's allowance that other people like Jeremy don't need or require. What do you think of that?
And I would agree with that. But then the government, what they deem to be low income family, I think it's around 700 euro or something a week as a family of four. I have since moved out of my family home, and thankfully I got a rental, but it's a rental that won't take HAP. So I'm paying the private rent by myself. And so 700 euro a week doesn't cover the rent. So it's, if they had, let's say, you know, a couple or a single parent earning 100,000 a year before tax, even after tax, I don't know the numbers, but if it was something like that, and the ones under 100 grand a year got the higher amount, if they turned around and said, oh, families who are earning over 700 euro a week, they get the higher amount, and then the ones get the lower amount, it's not incentivizing people to work. It would like, it's not a very big income to have when you're paying large rents. And then to, basically what I'm saying is you could be 50 euro over the income threshold and now suddenly you've to save a 10% deposit to go buy your own house. Mm. Where if you never worked a day in your life, you will get a house. Now, it could be 20 years time, but you'll get a house. You don't need to be saving 20, 30, 40 grand for a deposit. I have a partner and he earns 633 euro a week after tax. And the situation we're in is because I get maintenance from my first son's father and my current boyfriend is my second son's father. Now, I didn't have kids to really make money out of it. That's for sure. It's just an unfortunate situation I found myself in. But me and my partner have been trying to become a family and live together. And we can't do that. But they're saying if me and my partner live together on his income alone and the maintenance I get for my first son's father, we're over the income limit for social housing. So I just hope
I can hear exactly what you're explaining. It's just a vicious circle that you're trapped in, a catch 22 situation. But again, going back to the children in poverty in Ireland, 100,000 children in Ireland living in poverty, should their parents be given extra children's allowance and other parents that aren't struggling not?
I think they should. But they would need to look at the income thresholds for that, because the current income thresholds they have for, I'm just using working family payment as an example. If they are using them, I still rely heavily on my parents to buy my children's shoes.
Okay, so you could desperately do with extra help, but you think the income threshold should be higher. Thanks very much indeed, Sue.
And by the way, I agree that Sue deserves more money, but we all deserve more money.
You don't need it.
But I also...
Why would the government voluntarily give you money when you don't need it?
But I also believe that it's not the government's job to fund us having children. You know,
no, nobody said it was. 140 140 quid a week is hardly funding children.
Believe me, there's lots of people, the gimme, gimme, gimmies, as I call them, who want their hand out for everything, okay? And as well, you have to remember, people on lower income as well, they do get more allowances than the rest of us get. They get back to school allowance, yeah? If you're a single parent, you get single parents allowance, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
At Christmas time, welfare bonus, yeah? Children's allowance.
You're talking about 200 quid here.
No, but I'm just saying, but don't be saying that people on lower incomes do get more allowances than people who work. No?
100,000. I'm going to keep saying that number to you. That's the amount of people that would more than fill Crow Park of children that are living in poverty. It's tough.
But you'd
tough is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that.
Get out and work harder, Mammy and Daddy.
I would like to look at different examples of, and give an example of a family and see why the kids are poor.
You've just heard Sue explaining how she got nothing from nobody.
I'm not talking about Sue. I'm talking about, is the father in the pub all the time? Are they smoking six cigarettes?
So you want us to go into that sort of detail?
Well, I'm just saying, if you can afford to smoke 60 cigarettes a day, yeah, you should be able to afford.
Nobody's smoking 60 cigarettes a day anymore. Let me bring in more of your messages. Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? Here's my thing on this topic. If I move back home now with my son, with my partner, my girlfriend, will it be fucked financially? Absolutely wrecked financially, because one, we'll have to get a private housing. Two, we'll have to get into a private fresh because the fucking council pressures will be all taken up. Three, I'll probably have to get my mother to look after him and pay her 100, 200 euro a week to look after him and to bring him out somewhere once or twice a week. So, where's the fairness in this? You know what I mean? Just because fucking single mothers or fathers don't want to work, or one parent wants to pretend to be the stay-at-home parent in the big 2025 that they know they can't manage. But no, let's rely on the government to raise our children and to pay for us and all that. It's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry, absolutely shambolic government. Instead of having these far-right protests for the fucking iPad sentence, maybe you should start protesting against single mothers abusing the financial system in Ireland.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathleen?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. I just wonder, Adrian, how would you know who's more in need than somebody else?
Well, I assume it's all based on household income. What the family are surviving on?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think I think in all fairness, the like the millionaire shouldn't be getting child benefits. Years and years, I got child benefits, but I just think it should be means tested if it's going to go that way.
Okay,
are paying allowance for that's not even into country aid.
That is an issue. Well, it's an issue that they've nearly clamped down on. An issue a while ago, but my understanding is that a lot of that has been gotten rid of out of the system. But let's talk about the 100,000 children in Ireland that are living in poverty. They are officially living in poverty. What the government is saying is, We'll develop a two-tier children's allowance system so the poorest people will get more money and the people like Jeremy who don't need it won't get more money. Do you think that's fair?
Is Jeremy a millionaire?
No, he's not a millionaire. No. But he's already admitted that he doesn't rely, and that's the word I'll use, he doesn't rely on the children's allowance.
No, we don't rely on it, but we're not like loaded or anything.
But you don't rely on the children's allowance.
Very average sized house.
If your children's allowance didn't go into your account this month, you probably wouldn't even notice.
There's people who don't work that have bigger houses, Dennis. Like, that's hardly fair.
Begrudgery again.
No, I'm just saying it's a bit. There's something wrong with a system where someone who doesn't work can have a bigger house than someone who does work. Would you not agree?
The point I'm making is that there are children whose parents rely on that children's allowance every month. They need it.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Adrian, as well, can I just say, Adrian, there's a lot of people out there, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I have had five children of my own, and I depended on the children's allowance. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you do see parents getting the children's allowance, and it's not going on to children. It's definitely not going on to children.
I agree with you.
And I think
unfortunately, it's one of those things that's impossible to police.
I know.
How do you dictate to somebody who's receiving children's allowance what they're to spend it on? You can't, unfortunately.
And that's what I'm saying to you, Adrian. Even if you mean to catch, how are you to know if it's going to the right? Is it going to the right people? And I know there is children living in poverty. I mean, you see it at the soup runs and you see it at the clothing. You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of children living in poverty.
This would be means tested, and means tested means it would be paid based on your income. Simple as that. And if you're on very low income or depending on social welfare, you will get extra children's allowance. It's fairly straightforward, really. And people like Jeremy, who don't rely on the children's allowance, like you said you did, Kathleen, back in the day, Jeremy wouldn't get that money.
But of course someone like Kathleen is going to rely on the allowance because she had five children. And that's no disrespect to you, Kathleen. You can have as many kids as you want. You can pop out.
Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah, you can pop out kids like they're Tic Tacs if you want. But once people remember that children are very, very expensive. Why do you think I'm sitting here at the moment, Adrian? I'd rather be sitting at home with my feet up drinking beer or whatever the case may be, or sitting on my steps, my front garden, just looking at the world going by. But no, I have to be here because I've three kids, I've summer camps coming up, I've school uniforms, I've summer holidays, kids are expensive, so hence I have to work harder. That's basic bloody economics that people should have. I can't afford to have more kids. I can barely afford to have the three that I have. But I'm not.
What are you looking for? A hug?
Well, I'm not standing outside.
You're not surviving on 500 quid a week.
I'm not standing outside Leinster House banging down the door saying, give me more money for the kids that I chose to have. I chose to have. Micheál Martin, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or Simon Harris, nobody banged on my bedroom door and says, you need to have more sex. Jeremy, you need to have more sex to have more kids because. Like, did he say that to me? Did Simon Harris ask me to have more kids?
What exactly are you getting at here?
You choose to have how many children you have. It's called family planning. When you go into Boots, by the way, Adrian, yeah?
Everybody's not as clever as you.
Well, when you walk into Boots, there's literally a whole section that's called the family planning section. It has Johnny's in it. It has the pill. It has the coil, so you decide
again. I'm sick dragging you back to these 100,000 children. Tough shit, Jeremy says.
I did not have
five. It's not the children's fault.
I'd love to have
that they were brought into this world.
I'd love to have a football team of kids. I'd love to have 11.
It is not the children's fault that they were brought into this world with parents that couldn't afford them. But the fact is, they have been brought into this world. And they're living in poverty, 100,000 of them.
They are.
And you're still saying, no, you get it, I get it.
No, I'm literally saying they should get it.
And you should as well.
And sorry to... By the way, if you're going to have a go at me on Facebook, at least have the balls to come on and actually debate, because I'm not debating with comments. But Diane says, Jeremy, you can't tear everyone with the same brush. Are you stupid, Diane? I literally said 10 minutes ago that you would have to look at every case on a case-by-case basis. Did I say that every single parent of those children are lazy? I didn't even use the word lazy today. So I'm actually doing the opposite of what you're accusing me of. I did not tar everyone with the same brush. Hence... Hello, open the ears, McFly. Hence why I said we'd have to look at each case individually. Because you know this, Adrian, you've said this before yourself. There are some people who are on lower income and have more disposable income than you and me put together. They're the ones.
I'm not going to argue that point.
They're the ones you see in Smith's Toys in November with trolleys full. I couldn't afford trolleys full. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying.
Okay.
I know a family who are on very low income jobs, yeah? And you know where they are at the moment?
Here's a morbid grudgery. That's all you do.
No, I'm just saying.
Spout out begrudgery.
They're two kids under the age of four.
Yeah.
And they're both in low. I'm not going to say what jobs they do, but they're both in low income jobs. Do you know where they are at the moment?
No, I don't care where they
are. For 3 weeks, they're in Sunny Beach in Bulgaria.
Good for them. Bulgaria's a really cheap country. Very good. Excellent. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Where do I send the Aspen?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing.
Do you want something stronger? Do you want something stronger, pal? No, I know somebody who knows somebody.
There's absolutely nothing I've said that isn't factual.
This will kill you. What do you think of this family? 22 years, not a job, never worked. They now have 5 kids under the age of 18. They've got a brand new house, a 3-year-old car sitting outside. They've never, ever, ever, ever worked. And they've no intentions of ever working.
How do they survive?
They're asylum seekers. They came in here 20 years ago. They live right next door to me.
And what's the point you're trying to make?
No, I just want to see why Jeremy, will I not going to tell him to learn English because they don't even speak it, they refuse to speak it? Will I, Jeremy, bang on the door and tell them to get out? No, do you know what I do? I walk by them every day. I say good morning to them. I say good evening when I walk back in. I don't judge them. I don't give a shite what they do. Why? Because it's not my concern. As Adrian said there, there's how many Adrians? 100,000 kids.
100,000
kids. Yep. Well, he's 5 of them there. I'm not going to bang on his door and start screaming. Why? Because I'm not like that. Because I know I don't have anything. I have what I have, but I don't begrudge anybody anything. Jeremy, most people on fucking welfare are working to get assistance. Why? Because greedy fucking owners of these companies won't pay their staff what they're worth. They'll pay shareholders. They'll pay people who invest our money, who park their kids off and fucking precious. But remember, you conscripted your fucking parent, your mother-in-law, didn't you? You just conscripted your mother-in-law.
Oh, here we go.
You know, so... Come on. Before you get it in, I live in a council house.
Why are you saying that?
Because you like playing the man, not the ball. You're a great man for playing the man, not the ball.
Jason, I have a very simple question for you.
Jason has enough chips on his shoulder to open up a...
Oh, I don't. I work. I got to work. I don't begrudge anybody. But the difference is, I don't begrudge anybody anything.
Jeremy,
I never have.
I can name about 50 different episodes of this podcast where at one stage or another you were begrudging people. Whatever it is. Even nicer car than I have.
No, I'm just saying there's something wrong with
it. You know, the poor look after you better than the rich. Because when I was on my fucking arse and I had nothing, guess who came out and looked after me? People who hadn't got it. Guess who put me down? People who had it.
Oh, completely. I agree with you. Listen, Jason, I don't like rich people, but I...
But you go on like them. You want to be one.
No.
Talk shy about your gated fucking community. The only gated community you should be in should be out in Port Ram.
that's actually far from the truth. No, my point is, Jason, I don't like rich people. However, I admire anybody that got rich through hard work.
They got rich through other people being paid buttons. Their hard work was my slave labour.
So what?
Okay, because not
so
everybody's
what?
Educated. Because not everybody's educated to the same standard.
Well,
so not everybody.
Well,
so not everybody can get that high paying job, Jeremy. Not everybody can get the high paying job, Jeremy.
Well,
okay, and some people do have to do their mediocre jobs to keep pricks like you where they are.
Sorry.
Just remember that.
Sorry, there's a friend of mine who I know for years who is a chartered accountant now earning really good wages. She didn't even do the leaving cert. She stopped.
Come here. I'm the same. I didn't do the junior cert. So what are you trying to prove?
I do what I do.
But guess what? Without people doing what we do, Jeremy, the world wouldn't take over. The world doesn't take over on educated morons. It takes over on hard-working people who actually get out there. Yeah, you don't need a degree to do what I do, but I sacrifice so much more than you. With your degree, you can choose to work 9 to 5. I can't. I have to work stupid hours to get good money because there's only people like me that'll do this. But without people like me and other people that get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to sweep the streets, pull the bread into the shops, the milk and drive the trucks around, you wouldn't have fuck all.
Will you do me a favour, Jason?
What are the people you look down on?
Will you do me a favour? Will you send me?
No, but what are people you look down on? Oh, no, I'll send you. Don't you worry. I'll send you a big thank you card with all the kids on it.
No, I told you that. I'm about to say, will you send me your address so I can sit, pack a violin in a case?
No, but see, there you go. You're looking down.
Literally, the world's smallest violin.
No, you're looking down, though. I'm telling you, it's people that you look down on is what keeps you where you are, Jeremy.
I don't look down on anybody.
Will you fuck off if you fell down? It'd take you a week to hit us. If you fell out of your high tower, it'd take you a week to hit us.
That's not true. No, I don't like people who don't work and expect everything for free. And that family that live next door for you are part of the problem. That should not be allowed.
I'm a racist. Yeah, we know I'd be called a racist if I fucking knock on that
door.
Well,
of course you wouldn't be called a racist. No, you were staying.
Jason,
let me ask you then.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that it would be fair to have a two-tier children's allowance system where children in poverty would get more money?
No, I don't think we should have a two-tier anything, unfortunately, because somebody is going to be a euro over that threshold, lose it, but he's going to be 600 quid in the hole then, because, you know, he's just over that threshold. So, unfortunately, them type of things, they are necessary aid, and it fucking kills me to say it, but them types of things do hit the wrong people sometimes, because if you're that euro over and you lose that benefit, and as I said, more people in work are claiming benefits. I mean, we're meant to have zero employment. Well, then why the hell is there so much social welfare money being handed out if we so much, you know, if we have zero employment, why are we still handing out so much social welfare money? Because people are working for very, very mediocre wages and everything. All the cost of living has gone through the roof. You'd admit that, Jeremy, wouldn't you? The cost of living has gone through the roof.
100% for all of us.
So, that's for everybody, yeah? So somebody on the threshold, all their bills have doubled, say, yeah, they are really now struggling.
Okay, let me ask you then, Jason, how do we get to the kids, the 100,000 kids living in poverty? How do we get extra money to them?
Well, we just have to give it through some type of benefit. Now, I mean, just to ease their Hitler beside you there, screw it. Let's give it to them in a card so they can only spend it on children's stuff, clothes and food for the children. Can't spend it on their nails, can't spend it on, and I'd be all for that on the children's allowance. Social welfare or their family payment once a week, that's to run the household. But the children's allowance payment, we all know it does get abused. Not by everybody, some people save it because they don't need it. But let's give it in a card that can be only used for the child, for clothes, a birthday present or a Christmas present.
Okay, that's not a bad suggestion, I have to say. Thanks very much indeed, as always, Jason. Let me bring in more of your opinions, and they're flying in. Sorry. This is... I'm just wondering,
does Jason have any salt and vinegar for all the chips that he has?
The rest of the chips are on your shoulder.
I have no chips
on
my shoulder.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely do.
I have no chips on my shoulder.
You just do.
No, Jason just...
They're chips of begrudgery.
Jason just doesn't like people who work hard and have...
He works hard himself.
What?
Ashley...
Why is it Jeremy's fault that there's kids coming out? It's the parents' fault. If you can't survive off one job, you've got to get a second one. Jeremy's putting money into society, so therefore he deserves the children's allowance. And he keeps his children's allowance for college funds, I assume, for his kids. Whereas other parents, who do depend on it, are wasting it on themselves, which it isn't for. And Jeremy's spending his for what it's intended on.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophumm.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. more life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as HUM, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Emma has been on with her opinion.
Sorry, lads, why do we have so many children living in poverty? Because is it the fact that their parents are lazy ourselves and won't go to work? If that's the case, they shouldn't be getting anything extra. We're encouraging now people on the dole to not go work because they know they're going to get more money off the government. Absolutely not. The likes of fucking John scamming the system, getting cash into hand, all that. They deserve anything extra because they're well capable of working. So maybe if the parents have a disability or something like that and they genuinely can't work, then they should get it. But for the lazy society we have, they shouldn't just get extra money because they won't get up off their arse.
Lots of different opinions coming in on this. This is Eddie.
Afternoon, chaps. Good topic today. And here's my opinion on this. And I kind of told you similar before. It's quite controversial. Nobody in this country should be getting a fucking children's allowance. There is billions being fucking spent. I didn't have kids because I couldn't afford them. It's called cutting your cloth to suit your measure and living within your fucking means. And I woke me bollocks off, right? I work 48 hours every week as a flat week. I see people out there who have never done a day's work in their life and are claiming everything. And they're getting fucking children's allowance, this and that. Don't breed them if you can't feed them. It's not fair on me, who works me fucking arse off, that my taxes go and pay for these fucking dole heads. Fucking annoys me. And you know what I'm going to say there? It shouldn't be a children's allowance. There's many developed countries around the world that don't pay one. Like for in the US, they have a child tax credit system instead of a monthly allowance, and you get no separate child benefit payment exists. Australia has phased out cash child allowances in favour of a family tax, gone out of monthly payments. It's about time we done the fucking same. And then the flip side of that, I know you're going to be debating it and be people saying, oh, well, someone that gets from $250,000 or $500,000 doesn't need it. See, that person, they've paid fucking 100 times more tax than you have. So they fucking deserve it if you're getting it.
Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
Good, boys. I was just talking to the lad before. If you have no kids, don't talk about it. You haven't a clue. If you're single, you're 45, whatever he is, you walk with balls off, fair play to him, you don't know. But till, you know, you walk... My sister's, one of my sisters was in that situation too with allowance in the council house. And like, you know, at the end of the day, what she has is a two deadbeat dads that were with her for years and then didn't give a fuck about her and left her, alcoholics and whatever, and beaters and the whole lot. So it's an individual case for everybody. There might be some women that are scamming the system that might have someone living with them, but there is a lot of women that are just unfortunate that at the end of the day, you'll have a lot of males on this podcast today talking about women and single mothers, but you won't have a lot of females saying the same thing because, you know, at the end of the day, it's the fucking men that have started the problem. Because from what I know in my small town near Mullingar, it's no different. I know all the girls that have kids now, and I know a lot of their dads live in the same fucking town and don't want nothing to do with the kids. And even the grandparents have a life with their grandkids, and the fathers don't. So, you know, there might be people that scam the system, women and stuff, but there are a lot of people like my sister and stuff that's got wrongdoing by a lot of fucking stodgy men and don't want to pay their way whatsoever.
Now, and I have to say, Joe, I agree with a lot of what you're saying here with regard to deadbeat dads not contributing to...
They're not even dads,
yeah,
to their kids.
But the thing about it is, here's the other part, Jamie... I bet you right now you have a best friend right now where you live that is on welfare and is a single mother because you wouldn't be on the show talking about it. Because now you're sounding really posh, Jeremy, and very disrespectful for my sister and all the other women out there that got battered by men and had to leave them. And now they're single mothers because they've no other choice because there's a restraining order against their husbands or whatever now. And they don't want to pay for that anymore. So the government's come up. The government, not Jeremy, the government's come up with a plan to give them extra money if they are completely down in the swamp and looking for... My sister works now part-time cleaning the church and cleaning the hall, but that isn't enough to fucking pay her away with the kids. Now, the kids are getting older, but I've lived through all it, and I've seen what people go through.
So your point is, Joe, that people in Ireland who are and kids who are living in poverty, there are a myriad of different reasons as to why they're living in poverty. It's not as simple as get up off your arse and go and get a job.
And literally 10 minutes ago, lads, I said that every case should be looked at individually, and that not everybody who's on or whose children are living in poverty are lazy. I never even used the word lazy on today's podcast. So people are adding words into this
conversation. Okay, let me ask you, Joe, then. Do you believe that it would be a good policy by the state to give extra children's allowance to families in need and not to families like Jeremy who doesn't need?
It's a knife edge. It's a catch 22. You got to be careful because the guy said the second man before, I agree with everything he said. And the guy before the last guy, whatever his name is. And I really believe that it has to be monitored like properly because, if you're $1 or $10 below the threshold, you don't get it, your neighbor gets it. But at the end of the day, if you dip the wick, you pay for the oil. The biggest conversation we're having here right now is don't have kids. There's contraception. There's fucking all this stuff. Well, if you're in love with someone like my sister was for 10 years or 15 years, 10 years, and then you decide to have a kid with a kid, child, and then he becomes a monster and all the other shit or whatever it may be, like, and then he leaves and doesn't pay allowance and they can't afford rent. Like, what do you do? Live in the street?
What's annoying you is the simplistic attitude that some people have when a family is living in poverty. The automatic assumption from a lot of people is they're just lazy bastards, get up and get a job. And you're saying that's not always the case.
And the thing about it is, Jeremy, I know he didn't say this, he didn't say that, and people are adding words to it, but listen to what you're saying. Like, you clearly haven't got one friend. You haven't got one single mother, female friend in this situation right now, because you wouldn't be on the podcast talking about it, because she'd fucking hate you for the rest of your life.
Let me ask you, Joe, does somebody like your sister, and we just use her as an example, does she deserve extra help from the state to help her cope financially?
I think so, yeah, because she works now too. She works a little bit. Now, if you're not doing a tad and you're drinking and doing drugs and you get means tested and they find out that you can't keep clean or you can't stay sober. My sister doesn't even drink anymore. She doesn't even smoke. But if you can't stay, if you're drinking, if you're a single mother and you got all these kids on allowance and you're spending the money on other stuff, there's another, that's a different ball game altogether. Right,
and I agree.
That's a different ball game.
But unfortunately,
now I agree,
Joe,
with Jeremy here.
But unfortunately, that is absolutely impossible to police. What do you do? Do you follow somebody into the shop and see how many cigarettes they're buying or what size?
Well, cigarettes is fine. Cigarettes is fine. I'm more worried about like the hard drugs and alcohol abuse.
Yeah, it is very, very difficult to police that. Emma has been back on to us again.
Adrian, now you need a serious wake-up call. Means tested means fuck all when half the people on the dollar getting cash into hand and probably earning more than me and you.
All right, and Amanda.
Hi guys, Amanda here. I think that everyone wants to give everyone on lower income and working class families a hard time here because the government are mentioning upping money. But in reality, it's the rich people who shouldn't be taking money from the government that they do not need. That's plain and simple. If you have a family earning over 150k a year, you do not need government assistance. And that's what that is. It's government assistance. If we lived in America right now, you wouldn't be getting government assistance when you're a millionaire. Nor should you if you're earning that much money. And I think people need to stop just begrudging people on lower incomes and working class people, when in reality, it's the rich you should be looking at. Look at them.
And that's exactly the point that I was making all along, Amanda, to Jeremy.
And Amanda,
because Jeremy has this constant begrudging attitude to people on lower incomes,
I don't. I wish.
You already mentioned somebody on holidays in Bulgaria or whatever.
In Sunny Beach for 3 weeks.
Tough.
By the way, I'd love to have the stats here, but I don't have them to hand to dispute Amanda. But there's a stat out there about what percentage. Basically, there's a small percentage of the population that pay for a vast percentage of the taxes that go into the coffers. Okay?
So dig the figure out.
Those rich people that you hate and all that, they're the ones that are funding the tax bans, funding the hospitals, funding the Gardaí, making the... You're shutting me off now.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.